This is Ozarks at Large. In Northwest Arkansas, mobile vending is being used as a type of incubator for startup businesses. As this trend has grown in recent years, communities are having to balance the economic advantage of these businesses with concerns from more traditional types of businesses. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more.
You've seen them on the downtown squares of Bentonville and Fayetteville, on Dixon Street, or even in groups on College Avenue. In the past few years, the mobile vending market has seemingly exploded with activity, most visibly in the plethora of mobile food options that have popped up at various locations. But just because these vendors set up in trailers, push carts, or food trucks doesn't mean that the businesses are fly-by-night operations. These vendors have to abide by a permitting process just like any other business. Jeremy Pate is the Director of Development Services for the City of Fayetteville. He says that while there are actually three distinct permitting processes for outdoor vending establishments in the city, the most popular one is the permit that allows mobile vendors to locate on private property.
Essentially, what we do there with our building and development codes is we review a permit application accompanied by a $50 application fee. That permit, if it is approved, is good for 90 days at the address at which it's located. Because it is a temporary type of facility, after that 90 days in that one location within a 12-month time frame, those vendors may move to a different location and open up again. It has to be at least 1.5 mile away, and then they can do another 90-day period.
Which means that vendors could locate at four different locations in the city throughout a 12-month period. Pate says that the current ordinance also allows for vendors to have more than one mobile vending permit open at any given time, letting the vendor move to where he or she feels business is best at a given time. But some businesses who obtain a mobile vending permit aren't quite as mobile.
We have a whole grouping or a cluster of Airstream trailers down off of College Avenue and Trenton Boulevard. There's, I think, five of them there, and so they're not necessarily that mobile other than you can hook them up to a truck and pull them away once they're complete, but they are still considered part of our outdoor mobile vendor business.
In Bentonville, the permitting process is similar to the one that Fayetteville uses, with outdoor vendors setting up shop in that city's downtown area. Troy Galloway is the director of planning for the city of Bentonville.
Right now, I think we have four or five outdoor food vendors in and around downtown Bentonville, but we get a lot of interest, from folks that are interested in doing that, not only the outdoor food vendors, but other types of wares that could potentially be sold through sort of an outdoor vendor type setting.
Once a mobile vendor has gone through the application process, there is no time limit for them to be operating at the location listed on said permit. But Galloway says that Bentonville is attempting to make its mobile vendor ordinance and downtown area more hospitable for vendors to set up shop, making the process more straightforward and more predictable, and encouraging development of more clusters of mobile vendors in the downtown area.
There are potential benefits outdoor vendors to downtowns that are emerging like ours is. We still have some gaps in the downtown tapestry. These sorts of outdoor vendors are very good at helping fill those gaps, at least on a temporary basis, until longer term, where we hope bricks and mortar establishments will take hold. But certainly there is a place in downtown Bentonville for outdoor vendors, and we hope to facilitate that and encourage that and do so in a manner that adds to the experience of downtown Bentonville.
But Bentonville borrowed heavily from a draft ordinance that will soon be brought before the Fayetteville City Council. Alderman Matthew Petty has been working on an update to the ordinance that governs mobile vending operations on private property.
So what we're going to do is allow any private property owner, if their property is already zoned to allow for commercial activity like retailing or opening a restaurant or that sort of thing, then we'll allow them to get a designation as a mobile vendor site. We call it a mobile vendor court. And in order to get that permit, what they'll have to do is submit a master site plan.
That master site plan would have to show how many mobile vendors would be located on the site, where the vendors would be located, as well as locations of seating, restrooms, parking, and access to utilities like electricity and wastewater disposal. Once the master plan is accepted by the city, the landowner would be issued a permit to operate a so-called mobile vendor court, much like the Fayetteville Yacht Club with its fleet of Airstream trailers on College Avenue. With his proposed ordinance, Petty says that owners of successful mobile vendor courts would eventually be required to further develop their properties.
If they're there for more than a year or even longer than that, then we're going to start requiring them to improve the property, just like we would if they'd built a building there. So when somebody comes along, they want to develop a piece of real estate and build something, we require them to do new sidewalks, new water lines, new landscaping, that sort of thing. And so we want to require commensurate improvements with mobile vendor courts because we just think fair is fair.
But some Fayetteville business owners don't think the current ordinances are fair. Last summer, a conflict arose between a mobile flavored ice stand and a nearby brick and mortar frozen custard shop on College Avenue. And just last month, a mobile chicken stand in the same vicinity drew the ire of a nearby KFC when applying for a variance to extend its 90-day permit for the location. Jeremy Pate says that while the city's planning commission tends to approve most variance requests it gets from mobile vendors asking for more time in a given location, city staff must balance a business's continued presence at its given location against other similar businesses in the vicinity.
There's a requirement passed by the city council that states that an outdoor mobile vendor's presence for an extended period of time at one location won't create an unfair advantage over similar and nearby permanent businesses. As staff, we simply can't ignore that. We have to make a finding related to that requirement. And so when we do hear from permanent businesses stating that that's the fact, and if they have any kind of data or information, you know, proximity, sales, things like that, then we certainly will listen, and we have to make a judgment call in making our recommendation.
Matthew Petty says that while some of the brick-and-mortar establishments have raised some good arguments about how mobile vendors have an upper hand, specifically regarding lower overhead and development costs, he says that some of the concerns that brick-and-mortar businesses have presented regarding mobile vendors are just unfair, considering the positive aspects that they bring to the community.
If you look at all the benefits that mobile vendors bring to the community, they're almost always locally owned and managed, which means that more of the revenue that they have stays in our community, so there's that benefit. But more than that, when you have a mobile vendor court, you're usually taking a piece of vacant land or a parking lot, and you're activating it with more people there. And what you end up with is tax revenue where you didn't have it before, jobs where you didn't have it before, and kind of a place where our citizens get some enjoyment out of a place that they didn't get any enjoyment before.
Troy Galloway says that Bentonville planners have been fortunate that there hasn't been an apparent direct competition between the brick and mortar and mobile businesses in that city's downtown area.
I think more than anything, they create an energy and draw people downtown that otherwise might not have come to downtown, because I think there are certain folks that are coming to downtown Bentonville specifically for the outdoor food vendors, and there's people that are coming downtown specifically for the bricks and mortar restaurants. And I think on occasions when maybe the bricks and mortar restaurants are full, some of those folks that were coming there for that were taking advantage of some of the outdoor vendors and vice versa. So I think so far it's creating a synergy that's benefiting everyone. But I can certainly see down the road where there might be some competitive issues that might arise from those arrangements.
Although Bentonville only has a handful of mobile vendors currently, and Fayetteville has several scattered throughout the city, updated regulations are probably due. Galloway says that though Bentonville has had regulations regarding mobile food operations of some sort for about 17 years, those regulations haven't always been specifically tailored to outdoor food vendors. And Matthew Petty says that the current regulations in Fayetteville were originally intended for produce stands and have been tweaked over the years to allow for mobile food trucks, trailers, and push carts. But even though the updated ordinances in the pipes for both cities borrow heavily from one another, no two cities are alike, and no two cities will need the same ordinances. At least, that's the opinion of Marcel Elizondo, a sanitary supervisor for the Travis County, Texas Health Department, the governing body that handles much of the permitting for food trucks in Austin, Texas. Since coming on board with the department in 2009, Elizondo says that he has seen an average of 1,200 to 1,300 vendor applications come through the office each year.
Not to say that this is the standard. I think it's the rules that we've come up with are rules that work for the local city government, and each city is going to be different. I mean, I had a call 2 weeks ago from Vancouver, Canada, and they have a certain way. Then, a day after that, it was Lexington, Kentucky, and they had just a different way of looking at it. And like, well, that sounds good, but we're not going to go that route. We're going to try a different route, which is fine. Every city is going to have to tackle their issues, you know, whether it's a zoning issue, whether it's hours of operation, noise, trash. Every single city is going to have a different focus on what they look at.
As for new regulations for mobile vendors in Northwest Arkansas, the proposed ordinances should be brought before Bentonville and Fayetteville City Councils in the next couple of months. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.